Cameron Crockett joins me. Morning, Cameron.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Just talking to Jenny, that prize money boost. That's at this stage, every trainer I've spoken to said, great idea, it's going to help. And that cash flow, that money being paid straight into your account, that's going to be a bit of a help.
Yeah, it's fantastic, mate. I was actually had a bit of time to think about it last night, and I thought the last couple of months for me has been really good. So you forget about when you go through those runs where you don't get any winners for a couple of months, how different everything looks on the financial side of things, because it did happen to me about 3 or 4 months ago where we just weren't quite getting the winners. The horses weren't nothing. We're doing everything the same, obviously, but the horses just weren't quite ready. And I was thinking back to that time, when you go through that time, you do see your trainer's account dwindle a little bit. So if you don't have the team of horses that are sort of winning consistently, something like this will help greatly.
Cameron, I suppose every trainer's in the same boat. Sometimes owners, I said, they've got long pockets and short arms when it comes to paying their bills.
Well, I'm pretty fortunate at the moment, to be honest. We've lost a few of those type of owners, but mine are all pretty good. But it definitely does happen, and it's happened to me in the past. So yeah, I can understand where it's coming from, and it's fantastic, really.
Fourth through to 10th, the boost in prize money there, is that going to make a difference to you and your owners out in the area you're in?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, yesterday when I spoke to Richard Haynes, I might have come across the wrong way. What I was trying to get at was the other day they interviewed Mr. Volandis about some country trainers that weren't happy about C trainers coming up and making it hard to win in the country area. And I agree 100% with what he said. Competitive sport, and when you're part of any competitive sport, the idea is to win, and you've got to do the best you can. So you may need to refine a little bit, but since they put the prize money 4th to 10th up, shows that even though we are in a really competitive industry, they still are trying to look after those people and horses that are doing it a little bit harder.
Well, the other thing is, as I mentioned before, the provincial fields, there's 64 acceptors today, and minus the scratchings. To get those up, if they're paying reasonable dough back to 10th, there's a chance of getting bigger fields.
Yeah, well, of course. I think that's where they're coming from everywhere. Like, even the city is lacking numbers in a few of their races. You've only got to look this Saturday. There's a couple of fields that are a little bit smaller. So they're doing everything they can to increase the numbers. And I do think it'll help. I took a mare down to Warwick Farm yesterday, Artistic Beauty, because she's got to a point in her career where her benchmark's a little bit high in the country. So she's got to try and be competitive at city level, but she's probably not quite up to it. But going down there yesterday, she didn't run a place, but obviously with the prize money increases, at least all those sort of experiments that you have to do with horses like them can be paid for, and they don't chew money out of your owner's pocket.
Now, Cameron, the Kosciuszko, you'd have one or two lurking there in your stables. You'd be hoping to get into the Kosciuszko with, I'd imagine?
Oh, look, I suppose, I've actually, funnily enough, I've had two phone calls this morning. One horse is coming up from Melbourne. It was in work in a city stable in Melbourne. And two want to come down from Queensland. One other client that I was talking to, he's got a yearling who's now aiming for it. So he's forgotten about the two-year-old races. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be a huge boost like that. I do have a couple here. I don't know. I mean, it's the dream for everybody. Of course, there's Nick Tock. And I've got another horse here, Sharp Hustler, obviously. He's an open company country horse, but I think that's the thing people have got to start to think about too, is a lot of the exposed horses that are sort of getting more publicity in the country at the moment coming through those highway races are competing at class 2 and class 3 level. So there's a whole lot more horses out in the country that haven't been exposed because they haven't been through the country championships. They haven't been through the highways because they might already be racing at a higher level where they're not eligible for those races. So I think there's going to be a lot of horses come through and come up over the next couple of months that not necessarily aren't forgotten about, but because they haven't been at that lower level coming through the grades, they'd already gone through the grades before the concept of the highways and the championships. They probably might have been just forgotten about a little bit, but there is a lot of good sprinters around.
Cameron, since we've seen the increase in prize money, I asked Jenny Graham the same. Have you found that you're getting more horses sent to you that, as you said, like the bloke in Melbourne shooting went up, that have been in Sydney and they thought, well, they're not up to the grade, but you can put them in competitive races and they can probably pay their way?
Oh, mate, without a doubt. I'm probably being lucky. When the prize money first went up, I was concerned that it was going to make it harder to win races, as pretty much every country trainer was. But I've seen huge benefit from it because I've probably got a stable full of horses at the moment that may just be a touch better and a little bit better bred than what's normally racing in my area, but not quite city horses. A lot of them have come from city trainers and just legitimately didn't have city ability, but they still have a little bit better ability than what you'd normally find out this way. And that's all thanks to the prize money increases. I mean, 10 years ago, a lot of these horses, the ownership would have changed before they came to the country. They would have sold the horses just because they wouldn't pay for themselves once they came out this way. They'd have to cut losses and send the horses to the country in someone else's name and try and get another horse, obviously, to race in the city. But coming out here now, they can stay in the horses and start to make some money back. I had a horse come to me recently, Valaro, and he was going fairly average in town. He came up to me, had a spell. He went to a half tab at Coonabarabran, and he picked up 10,000 because of his Bob's bonus, and then he's won 3 out of 4 this prep, and he's picked up $50,000 in 4 runs. And that was a horse who 6 to 7 months ago, the owners were probably thinking they were never going to win a race and they were never going to see any return on the money on their outlay. And now they've returned $50,000 in 4 runs. So they're over the moon.
Better just place the horse right.
Exactly, yeah. Obviously, he came back to the country, changed things with him a little bit. I think he enjoys the country lifestyle, the way we train him out here. And he improved naturally, but also he dropped back in grade and got confidence. So he just went forward in leaps and bounds and at the same time made good money back for his owners. Mm.
Well, Cameron, finally, the announcements yesterday, the Kosciuszko, can you see any negatives?
Mate, I think anybody that can see any negatives in what's going on with Racing New South Wales at the moment, it's just channeling their energy the wrong way. I think you just need to refine a little bit and probably, yeah, you might need to sort of put a little bit more money back in to reap the benefits, whether you've got to get a better horse or anything like that. But if you can see any negatives in what happens yesterday, I think you're really channeling your energy the wrong way and you just need to take a completely different approach.
Well, Cameron, good luck, mate. Great to catch up and get your take on it. And the Kosciuszko, it'll be up on the leaderboard for you, I reckon.
I'd love to, mate. But like I say, it is a bit of a dream. And the horses that are going to run in it, they're going to be well above average. They're going to be well above average for country horses. But like I said, it's a dream and people have got something to aim for. And percentage-wise, you've got more chance to win the Kosciuszko than you do the Everest. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Good on you, Cam. Good to catch up.
Thanks, mate.